Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our listeners who chooses to be anonymous says her family listens to my show, and she has a teenager that loves energy drinks. And if I could say something about energy drinks, because they won't listen to the parents, about how bad they are, and maybe he will listen to me. Now, I get this a lot as a doctor. I know people don't generally like, will you say something to them? They'll listen to you. Will you say something? I don't mind it. As a doctor, I get that all the time. I have husbands, wives, kids. They will not listen to family members. But when there's a doctor that says something, they'll listen to it. So energy drinks are a little bit of a sneaky son of a gun when it comes to health. And you could enjoy an energy drink safely if you are very careful and cognizant of its risks. And so I have had an occasional energy drink. Do I drink them often? No. Why not? Well, because why would I drink them? Well, I'm not a coffee drinker, and I do like the caffeine. And I also want to avoid soda. And so I used to never touch an energy drink, but I'm trying to avoid soda and diet soda. And so I have, and the sugar-free Red Bull, I actually like the taste. I know this isn't helping the mom. However, if I do drink an energy drink, I do not drink it faster than a multi-hour period. Now, if you've ever seen these energy drinks, like Red Bull, they're small. You could pound one in 5 seconds. That can kill you. You can't be drinking that much caffeine that quickly. Even though the average, let's say Red Bull, has the same as an average cup of coffee, about 80 milligrams, I think, of caffeine, you drink your coffee slow. You have to sip your coffee. You sometimes milk that coffee for a good couple hours. The coffee's hot. You got to wait for it to cool down. So you drink it slower. So rather than you in with coffee, where you get the caffeine bolus very slowly, and we have found coffee to be healthy, energy drinks, you're sadly at risk of getting that caffeine bolus so quickly, not to mention there's not from healthy coffee beans like coffee is. And so it's not a choice I would ever recommend for teenagers, for kids. There's, to me, no nutritional value. Now, somebody will say, but Dr. Dahlia, there's vitamins. They put vitamins in these drinks. I'd rather you make yourself a smoothie, drink some more juice, eat a banana, maybe make a spinach smoothie. But my answer for teenagers is I just don't think it's worth it. Now, here's another reason why. Okay, so one, it's fake food. Two, you could be consuming that caffeine too fast where it could put you into an abnormal heart rhythm. There's been cases of heart failure. There's been a whole variety of things related to that. You've got to be careful. But the other thing we're having is a misdiagnosed sleep problem. When somebody is on an energy drink, such as a teenager, I ask why. Oh, because I like it. Okay, no, but why an energy drink? There's thousands of other yummy, there's bubble yum. I mean, there's tons of other things you could put in your mouth. Why that? Well, I'm tired in the morning. I need to wake up. Why are you tired in the morning? When are you going to bed? Well, I had to study or I had to work, so I went to bed at 2, 3 in the morning, and then I got up at 6. Well, I would rather you get a full night's sleep than drinking energy drinks. Well, I go to bed at 10, but then I get up all the time at 1, 2 in the morning. Why? Why do you get up at 1, 2 in the morning? Well, my friends text me or Discord or why don't you tune all that out? You need to get a good night's sleep. And so these kids are finding that it's easier to just take an energy drink than to actually rechange their sleeping habits. And that, to me, is dangerous. Any good health measure takes work. You got to bust your butt working out. You have to put a lot of thought into eating healthy. You have to put a lot of work into watching your calories and keeping your weight down. Now, these kids are blessed with amazing metabolism, so they're skinny, many of them. Many of them do not notice the weight issues, the lack of exercise issues. Okay, you need to get those good habits in early. That's why I said all schools need to have exercise 5 days a week. None of this, oh, well, you only need PE a couple days a week. Remember I told you I had patients where I asked them when was the last time they exercised, and they said it was middle school? Middle school? You need to be exercising every day. I mean, you used to have to walk to work. You know, you used to have to take care of your kids. You used to have to, you know, catch a train. Why are we exercising less? And so there's, you know, our activities that we're doing and the lack of work that we're putting in, we're starting to see in the younger generations. And many of them are not putting in the work to have good sleep. You know, if you want to energize yourself in the morning, go for a run. I used to run every morning. That would wake me up. I was never a coffee drinker. So how was I able to do medical school and work part-time jobs and do everything I did to it? It's because I did a run in the morning. We need to teach kids there are better ways to wake up in the morning. Get some sunlight, get some exercise, eat healthy, eat a balanced breakfast. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason or Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this deadly wildfire has now grown into the largest in Texas history. Yesterday it was at 500,000 acres. Now it has burned an estimated 1,075,000 acres. It's called the Smokehouse Creek Fire. It ignited in Hutchinson County. It is still active as of today, only 3% contained, tearing through the Panhandle and northern Texas, largest blaze in state history. It's according to Texas A&M Forest Service. The flames cover an area larger than the size of Rhode Island. It has spread across state lines, now going into Oklahoma, burning at least 25,000 acres there. The East Amarillo Complex Fire, also which burned in Hutchinson County, was the largest preceding this one back in 2006, and that claimed about 900,000 acres. This one now, overnight, has become historical. Hutchinson County Public Engagement Coordinator Deidre Thomas. This is according to ABC News. Says that there is at least one wildfire-related fatality in the small town of Stinnett, Texas. Windy Deuce Fire, ignited in Moore County, is also active as of Wednesday night. Burned an estimated 142,000 acres, 30% contained. The Grapevine Fire that ignited in nearby Gray County had burned an estimated 30,000 acres and was 60% contained as of early Wednesday. The wildfires have consumed swaths of the Turkey Track Ranch. It's a 120-year-old, 80,000-acre private property located along the Canadian River in the Texas Panhandle. This historic ranch has been up for sale, listed for $180 million. Livestock, crops, wildlife, fencing, other infrastructure has been completely destroyed. According to Turkey Track Ranch Family Group, our early assessment estimates that the Turkey Track Ranch has suffered and lost approximately 80% of our pastures, plains, creek bottom vegetation. We continue to assess the total damage to other infrastructure and the loss of livestock. There's pictures of us seeing in these videos from a couple days ago, cattle trying to run from the fire. It's devastating. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has declared a disaster declaration for 60 counties due to the widespread wildfire activity. The weather forecast does show there is going to be some humidity, some cooler temperatures, maybe some snow and rain in the Texas Panhandle, which could help. However, there may be wind gusts. If these wind gusts are up to 30 miles per hour, that could be a problem. So we're going to keep you posted. Right now, temperatures in the Texas Panhandle are 70 to 80 degrees coming into the weekend. Wind gusts 30 to 45 miles an hour. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. While we're on Texas, a federal judge on Thursday has blocked a new Texas law that allows police to arrest illegal immigrants entering the U.S. Now, again, I don't understand what the difference of illegal versus legal is. I thought illegal means you did something that broke the law. So if you're here illegally, if I went to another country illegally, trust me, if I went to Russia illegally, I tried to sneak through, something tells me that put me in jail or deport me or, who knows, hold me hostage. But in Texas, apparently, if somebody enters the country illegally, you can't touch them. And a federal judge has now blocked the law, allowing the police have broader powers. This preliminary injunction was granted by U.S. District Judge David Ezra. This law was supposed to take effect March 5th. Opponents have called the Texas measure the most dramatic attempt by a state to police immigration since the 2010 Arizona law that that people had called the Show Me Your Papers bill. Now, mind you, we are now facing huge calls for safety as multiple illegal immigrants have been linked to crimes, violent crimes, death, rape, abduction. So, what is a state supposed to do? You know, I don't run a border state. I'm not a governor of Texas. But if you are on a border state, not only do you have to take care of the state, but you have a duty to your country. Especially with so much borderland and border, you have a duty to help protect that border and work with the federal government. If the federal government is absent and not helping, it's still on you. Because the first citizens that could be affected by wolves in sheep's clothing, many of the migrants are innocent, amazing families, beautiful families. But some of these migrants are sneaking in and then committing crimes here in the United States. And when you hear that that Georgia student was killed, when you hear of a child being raped, Texas has to protect their citizens. And when they try to protect their citizens, they keep being blocked. There's a lawsuit among several legal battles between Texas and President Biden's administration over how far the state could go to prevent migrants from crossing the border. it blows my mind that there is anything other than what do you need from us, Texas? The measure would allow state law enforcement officers to arrest people suspected of entering the country illegally. Once in custody, they could agree to a Texas judge's order to leave the country or face a misdemeanor charge for entering the U.S. illegally. Migrants who don't live after being ordered to do so could be arrested again and charged with a more serious felony. So, at a February 15th hearing, Ezra expressed skepticism as the state pleaded its case for what is known as Senate Bill 4. He said he was also sympathetic to the concerns expressed by Governor Abbott and other state officials about the large number of illegal crossings. Ezra was appointed by former President Ronald Reagan, but he feared the United States could become a federation of states enforcing their own immigration laws. He said that is the same thing the Civil War said you can't do. So, civil rights groups have also sued the state, arguing the law could lead to civil rights violations and racial profiling. So, what I don't understand here is why we don't have the wall. Biden doesn't want it. Biden wanted to completely do an about-face with that. What should be happening and what should have happened day one, January of 2021. What should have happened is the president go to the border, ask, see what's happening, all the border towns, not just the ones where it's not that busy. Ask Border Patrol, what do you need? Ask Customs, what do they need? And their answer should be anything you need, you have. If I was the new CEO of a company and security said, CEO, Dr. Dahlia, we have a problem. We have a big security issue. People are coming into the building illegally. We don't have enough room. We don't have enough food. We don't have supplies. And it's interfering with what we need to do to help others. I would ask security, teach me, what do we need? Well, we need better locks. We need help. We need to find other places these people could go to. And we need to tell people to not come until we're ready. And we can only take a few at a time. I would ask the security team, what do they need? When maintenance says the building's not holding, what do you need? Tell me what you need. Now, if I was a bad CEO and the building maintenance or structural people said, look, it's going to fall apart. It's falling apart right now. And I said, sorry. No can do. The building falls apart. This really is a slam dunk. But the problem we have is Biden had to appease to his base by not following in Trump's footsteps. So if Trump had a wall, Biden had to do the opposite of a wall. So Governor Ducey, before he left Arizona, was like, okay, then we'll use shipping crates. And we'll do, Abbott's like, well, we could use razor wire. There shouldn't be razor wire. Razor wire can hurt people. Just put the wall. Biden won't let him. Because it's a Trump thing. It's ridiculous. And it's unsafe. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. It's a big day at the U.S.-Mexico border. Our current president and the former both visiting Texas today.
Dual border visits today in Texas. President Biden scheduled to head to Brownsville, where there have been limited illegal crossings. Former President Trump heading to Eagle Pass, a hotspot, which has seen thousands and thousands of illegal crossings.
USA's Laura Winters. President Biden's physician is confirming his fitness for duty following a routine physical at Walter Reed Wednesday. The president did not undergo a cognitive test, the White House citing doctors' advice that it was unnecessary. Political polling shows many American voters expressed doubts about Biden's suitability for office due to his advanced age. And it's Leap Day, February 29th. We won't see another one for 4 years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm a little late to the party, but many of you had been watching The Crown and had some questions about some of the medical topics that came up or some of the topics that came up. And I didn't know that the second half of the final season had dumped, and so I was still waiting to see it. So I think I'm almost caught up. I'm finishing it up now. But one of you had asked about the strokes that Princess Margaret had. And Princess Margaret, Queen Elizabeth's sister, was the fun one, was the one who was, in love but never got to be with her love because of the rules of dating somebody who was divorced, etc. She was the one that partied a lot, smoked, etc. And so Princess Margaret, exquisite, she had actually died before her mother did in 2002 after suffering 4 strokes. And when they depicted that in The Crown, they did a very good job, and the actress was incredible. All the actors and actresses in that series has been incredible. But when you do watch The Crown, please understand it's not a documentary. It is a Netflix show about The Crown incorporating real-life events. Princess Diana, the kids, there's a lot of accuracy to it. But again, it's not a documentary. So there might be a little bit of variation when it comes to, some of the facts and some of the depictions of things. But her having a stroke and surviving was found to be pretty phenomenal. I mean, a stroke in the 90s, because I think her first stroke was in the 90s. We had a lot of abilities to save lives with strokes. We had TPA at the time. I was an ER doc. I know. We administered it. As long as we got to you early enough, we could reverse a lot of the damage. So you see, after her first stroke, she's able to walk around, go and party, etc. But as they said, and they were very right to say in the show, which we always tell individuals that have a stroke, that even if we're giving you aspirin and a statin, a cholesterol medication to prevent, you know, the high cholesterol or carotid plaquing, which is plaquing of the carotid artery, you are still at risk of a subsequent stroke. Well, each subsequent stroke she had, it got worse. And so one question somebody asked was, how did the strokes not kill her? I mean, the glass is half full. How did she live through that? And then, of course, people asked, why was she still having strokes? Why somebody with such access to health care, phenomenal health care, the best health care in the world, why did she still succumb to multiple strokes? Well, so when somebody has a stroke and they survive it, it's not a one and done. There's a process that is within that body that may be continuing. Like when you have diabetes, even though we might be able to technically cure you from your diabetes, that process or that insulin, you know, dysregulation or inability to metabolize your sugar, that process may still be there. Like cancer, you may be in remission with cancer, but the ability for you to have cancer, the ability for that cell or those cells to act up again can still always be there. So when shall we say, Princess Margaret, may she rest in peace, suffered a stroke, it could have been that she had carotid plaquing in her carotid artery, and her first stroke happened because a small piece broke off. Not enough to kill her, not enough to stop all her brain function. They were able to restore blood flow, and she had some deficit, but she was still able to function really well. But maybe another piece broke off. Then another piece broke off. And you could have carotid plaques or plaquing all over. You know, when somebody needs Viagra for erectile dysfunction, I immediately, before prescribing the Viagra, I have them get their heart checked. Because if they're having blood flow issues to the penis, they're probably having blood flow issues to other body parts. And not to worry you, but anybody needing Viagra needs to get their heart checked. It's also a good idea to get your testosterone checked. But if you're having trouble maintaining an erection and keeping blood flow, there's probably a process in place. And so that's what I think might have happened. And that's why they said you could have another stroke. They tried to prevent it by minimizing some of the buildup and blood thinners. And she did phenomenally well considering you know, stroke, you know, 30 years ago. But sadly, the process is still there. So let's say you had a heart attack and you had carotid or you had coronary artery blockages and you got a stent to open that up. The process or the ability for you to clog is still there. You still have clogged arteries. We might be able to maintain blood flow. We might be able to, what's the word for it? I don't want to use an inappropriate term, but, you know, like a quick fix, you know, do what handymen do to make it work. But the process is still there. So you need to be aware of that. And I know it's not easy because you want to be cured. We always use the word cure and these terms of cure. And that's nice, but that's not always accurate. We don't always cure people. Depression. Are you cured from your depression? Or is it managed? Is your obesity cured? When you get a gastric sleeve, or you're on these weight loss shots, are we curing you of your obesity? Or do you have the potential for obesity, and it is a lifelong management? It's a lifelong management. So that's something we have to be aware of and we have to be cognizant of. Now, another thing some of you had asked about was, I am a huge, huge fan of Princess Kate and William, and I always have a place in my heart for Harry for losing his mom. But interestingly, they have depicted Princess Kate as having, let's say, a little bit more of a plotting when it came to snagging William as her beau. And that was a little interesting how they did that, and I don't know how much of that is true, where the mom tried to have her go to the same school, tried to make sure that she would be in the same place as he was, almost a little stalking-like. And I don't know how true that is. I know they broke up for a little period of time, and so I don't really know for sure how, you know, accurate all that is. But it is an interesting take. Again, you know, these shows are not documentaries. They are, and even a documentary can have subjectivity. It is interesting, you know, but how many of us, you know, did I have to try to woo, you know, my husband? How did I get him to propose? You know, so I don't know how true that is. I did find that kind of interesting, and it looked like it was more the mom than it was Kate. But still, you know, good for them. I'm glad they're married. They look happy. They got amazing children. Power to them. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So this has obviously been a source of debate, and this is something that many of you have had questions about. So let's just talk about it. And I think it's definitely worth talking about. So President Biden had his physical. We spoke about that. Looked really good. Rather than being called vigorous like he was in previous years, Dr. O'Connor said he was robust and fit for duty as commander-in-chief and as president. Cognitive test was not done. So when the White House was asked about the cognitive test, and I'm going to give you their direct quote, Karine Jean-Pierre said that his doctor, including the neurologist, did not believe he needed one. Where the president, the commander-in-chief, did not need a cognitive test. And so when they said both his doctor, the doctor of the presidency, said he didn't need one, and the neurologist said he didn't need one, when you're a doctor, you start to go, wait a second here. I thought we're now moving towards mental health and physical health are equally important. And where we need to assess and screen and understand that just listening to the heart and lungs and checking the prostate or doing a pap smear could be leaving out a very crucial organ that is also needing to be assessed, such as the brain. And so we want to, especially in somebody who is of advanced age, we want to make sure they're feeding themselves correctly. We want to make sure they're understanding hot, cold, that they're alert, that they're oriented. If a brain does start to dysfunction, you can mistake your medications. So if I'm going to write Eliquis, or I'm going to write a blood thinner, because I'm taking care of the president who has atrial fibrillation, and we talked about atrial fibrillation and the risk for stroke, and I'm going to write positive airway pressure or continuous positive airway pressure, CPAP, for sleep apnea, I need to, before I write any medication, ensure that that medication is going to be used appropriately. I have to assess the cognitive status of every single patient I see, or I could kill them accidentally by giving them a medication they've taken correctly. And so there was this, people were laughing about it, but it's serious. Somebody had told a patient who was having asthma to use this inhaler 4 times a day. Well, the patient ends up being hospitalized, and they asked, were you using your inhaler? They said, yes. They didn't know what to do with it, so they sprayed it onto their chest. They didn't know they were supposed to put it in their mouth, inhale it. So when you are a physician and you are prescribing medication that has to be taken with utmost understanding and competency, and you have a person who might not have the best of gait, a stiffened gait. If you have a patient that has a medical condition, you need to inform them of the signs. So if I have a patient with atrial fibrillation, I'm like, look, if you at all feel dizzy, you got to call 911. You got to get yourself seen immediately. If you have chest pain, if you have trouble breathing. Now, I understand the president has people. I get that there's somebody with the president. So I'll make sure he takes his medications. I'll do this. I'll do whatever. But then, if you're doing a physical and you aren't taking care of the president and you're worried about their heart, you're worried about their lungs, you're worried about their spine, you're checking their thyroid. He was very thorough. Checking their vitamin D, evaluating their skin. Biden had a basal cell carcinoma that was addressed. When you're doing all that, okay, well then, where's the brain exam? Now, I get a lot of doctors have not been doing many mental status exams or cognitive exams because there hasn't been time. There's not a lot of time. When you're only given 6 minutes or 10 minutes for a patient, but this is the doctor of the president. Now, in his defense, could be that he was given instructions. He was given limitations. But the White House is now putting their license at risk. The White House is saying that the president's doctor and the president's neurologist did not feel there needed to be any exam of his cognitive state. Now, of course, us doctors would love to talk to Dr. O'Connor and his neurologist, whoever that neurologist is, saying, wow, really? You know, why? What was it that made you decide not to do that extra 10, 15 minute workup? What was so glaringly obvious to make you take a senior citizen who's 81 years old and say, no need to test them? Because I want to learn. Because I have seniors, and we need to catch dementia early. We need to catch cognitive deficit early. This isn't just about Biden. This could be about Trump. This could be about anybody. Now that we're starting to develop medications to help fight dementia, doctors are liable if they miss cancer, if they don't address diabetes early, if they don't address high cholesterol early, don't address a gait disturbance early. So now there's some liability if you're not addressing cognitive status early, especially since there's things that could be done. So what was it that made both a neurologist and the family doctor decide there is no need to even do a screen? It starts to make you wonder about the medical acumen. And again, they're probably the finest doctors in the land, but it does kind of make you question. I mean, if now most geriatricians are doing cognitive testing of their patients, you know, somebody with cognitive deficit may not eat well. They may not take care of themselves. They may not dress properly. They may not take their medications well, properly. If there is intervention, we want to jump on that right away. And we aren't talking about somebody's great-grandma that's hanging out and watching Price is Right reruns. We're talking about the commander-in-chief. The commander-in-chief. Putin is threatening nukes. Really? Not even a little mini mental status exam? I'm not diagnosing the president with dementia. I'm not diagnosing him with Alzheimer's. But if every other patient in his age group with his medical issues are being offered, right, a full exam, including the brain, which we need to make sure is functioning properly for their own state of health and all the other medical issues they have, why wouldn't we be comprehensive with that? The other thing, too, is most neurologists will MRI the brain. Neurologists love to MRI the brain. If I can't get the insurance to cover, and I have a patient with headaches or a gait disturbance or neuropathy, right, or memory loss, and the insurance says, nah, we don't want to pay for it, I send it to the neurologist. The neurologist always gets that MRI of the brain. There's so many reasons to make sure that the brain is functioning well and looks well. No MRI of the brain? So if medicine is being done differently, I'm surprised we're not hearing more from Democrats and Republicans going, why isn't Biden getting the best care? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.